With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Heavy rain in the Northeast could cause travel headaches, but there's no major storms in the forecast for New Year's. That's according to the National Weather Service.
Drivers in parts of the Northeast will need to prepare for rainy travel, especially along the I-95 corridor, says National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill.
There could be some isolated instances of flash flooding as well with that, but for the most part, it'll just be nuisance, heavy rainfall causing some travel headaches.
And he says the winter storm that hit the Midwest is mainly over and the New Year's forecast is looking pretty decent.
There could be a little bit of rain and snow in parts of the central and northeast, but it doesn't look like any major storm at this point.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Colorado Republican Party is appealing that state's Supreme Court ruling banning former President Trump from its primary ballot. Mr. Trump himself will also appeal that decision in the coming days. The U.S. Supreme Court's never ruled on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which the Colorado court found made Mr. Trump ineligible for the presidency because, in their view, he violated the provisions ban on those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. The mayors of Chicago, New York City, and Denver renewed pleas on Wednesday for more federal help in coordination with Texas over the growing number of illegal aliens arriving in their cities by bus and plane. Here's the Big Apple's Eric Adams.
We have large groups of people who are not allowed to work, who are assembling around our shelters and our humanitarian relief centers. We're seeing them walking the street, knocking on doors, asking those who live in the community for different items and different things. We're seeing the erosion of the quality of life.
The Greatest Generation continues to shrink. The last member of the famed World War II American jungle fighting Merrill's Marauders has died. SRN News. Pope Francis is allowing Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples, and most Protestants are saying, so what? But one evangelical believes the pontiff's decision will have an influence on the LGBT debate in this country.
It's going to impact the way that people, especially in the larger culture, say, well, you know, evangelical Christians who can't go along with the LGBTQ revolution, it just turns out you are increasingly standouts. You're the exception, not the rule. Why we now have the Pope, we now have the Vatican on our side, going so far as to bless same-sex couples.
Dr. Albert Moeller heads up the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Evangelical Christians standing on biblical authority, the faith once for all delivered to the saints who have no room to negotiate, we're going to find ourselves abandoned by many others in the culture who at least used to say the same thing.
Check out his daily briefing at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. U.S. online retailer Zulily closing down, laying off hundreds of workers.
The move has surprised Zulily customers, and the company says it expects to fill all pending orders within the coming 2 weeks. It says it's trying to ensure that orders that cannot be filled are canceled and customers are refunded. Zulily's liquidation follows several rounds of layoffs as it struggled to compete with Amazon. I'm Donna Water.
Jacques Delors, a Paris bank messenger's son who became the visionary and builder of a more unified Europe in his momentous decade as chief executive of the European Union, has died. He was 98. And Wolfgang Schäuble, who helped negotiate German reunification in 1990 as finance minister, also passed away. He was 81 years old. He was a central figure in the austerity-heavy effort to drag Europe out of its debt crisis 2 decades later. More details at srnnews.com.